We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The manager of the Yankees as they begin a series in Boston is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
All right, Aaron, let's start with the retirement of Troy Tulowitzki, who obviously couldn't make it all the way back.
You know, a little bittersweet day, obviously. I mean, you know, hopefully we celebrate what, you know, was a brilliant career, you know, kind of on a Hall of Fame track that obviously got cut short by the injuries. But I actually just spoke with him, and, you know, in his short time here, even in spring training, I do feel like he helped in building our culture for this year. You know, he really, the way he went about things, I think has played a role in us playing well, frankly.
I mean, pro, and obviously it was a tall order with his injuries, but he gave it a good fight. It looked like he was going to get there for a while, right? I mean, and then just,
yeah,
you know, one injury was just too much to overcome.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he could still play, and if he could have, you know, stayed on the field, I think he would have been productive for us this year. But, you know, that kind of kinetic chain that starts happening once you have a bunch of things, and then obviously the couple of times with the calf, you know, just unfortunately it's things that happen as you get older and you go through these injuries. But he's obviously had a great career.
So we wish him well, and obviously, you've had nothing but injuries all year. The last is Avidas Sanchez. I didn't get the idea this is, a serious injury, just what, a slight groin pull, but enough.
Yeah,
to
it's
just,
a low grade. It's a one. So, you know, but it'll be a little while. So we'll just kind of see how he does this next week and kind of have a better idea about a timeline.
Anything else bothering him, or just he was just in a slump?
I think just a slump. You know, physically was sound. I think just kind of going through one of those spells. You know, probably expanding a little bit more than usual. You know, I actually felt like the game he got hurt, the last game, you know, he didn't get any hits, but his last two at bats, he smoked two balls and got robbed by Polanco. So I do feel like he was closer than the results. I felt like mentally he was in a good spot and dealing with it, and I think it was a matter of time. But, you know, hopefully this is a time, whether he's down a couple weeks, a few weeks, whatever it ends up being, that it is a chance, you know, because even though, you know, as he's got this injury, still as a catcher, you know, going through the long season, you know, to have your body get a break, I don't think is the worst thing, especially considering where we are in the season. And hopefully it's something that allows him to be really strong and fresh as we head into the stretch drive.
Absolutely. And where you are in the standings, too, doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
We're talking with Aaron Boone. And Gaudy now goes to the DL with the knee injury.
Yeah, so we made that decision about a half hour ago. I actually was out with Gaudy doing his pregame. We're putting him through some running stuff, and he actually looked pretty good. And I do feel like he's any day from playing and probably even an option tonight. But, you know, at this point, just feel like, you know, if this is something we can knock out, we can backdate it a few days and turn this thing into a week. We feel like it'll really benefit him as well, moving forward over the long haul, instead of trying to grind through it this weekend, and maybe it's something that becomes a lingering issue that he's dealing with all year. So I do think it'll only be through the home off day and should be good to go by next weekend, but I think it was the wise decision.
Yeah, makes sense. Absolutely. And, you know, you've had enough spare parts who have been able to step in there and do a good job. I mean, it's amazing how many different guys have done it, but they really have. A couple of wild games with the Twins, huh? I mean, I'm sure that's more runs than you want to give up, but heck, it was some fun games, that's for sure.
Really was. I mean, it was a great environment. The weather was perfect. You know, the crowds were great there. It's a beautiful ballpark. Obviously, they have a really good team, having a great year. And it's a tough lineup to get through. I mean, there's no question. They are real offensively. And, you know, fortunately we were able to kind of outslug them a little bit. And our guys had a great week, obviously, swinging the bats as well. But, you know, they gave us a lot to handle. And fortunately we were able to get out of there with a couple wins.
Yep. And Didi has arrived. The old Didi is back. The old Didi is back in business. Yeah, it's obvious.
It was really good to see him swing the bat the way he has the last couple of days. I mean, everything's on the barrel with authority all over the yard. You know, just on balance, really, really getting his A swing off, even on some pitches he fouled off. So that was encouraging to see, and hopefully something that kind of gets him on one of those runs that we all know he's capable of.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, he is a guy who has shown to be very, very clutch in big games, too. So, and being in your lineup, being the lefty in the middle of that lineup, he is a very key guy for you guys.
No question. And, you know, he's so important to us, you know, on both sides of the ball.
No question.
Obviously,
no question.
Tremendous shortstop as well. So, yeah, and to kind of break up some of our righties, you can kind of strategically place them in there. Yeah, he's obviously a big key for us, especially when he's rolling.
Minnesota can make any pitching staff look, you know, ordinary. We know that. And they pounded on you guys pretty good. How do you feel about the pitching staff right now?
I feel good. You know, obviously, it's been a tough few days just from our starters not being able to get deep. But I think part of that is, you know, we ran up against a really good team that had a good plan. And, you know, we didn't execute exactly the way we're capable of. So, you know, that's going to happen, but I still feel like our guys are very capable, and, you know, hopefully Massa can go out and give us a little bit of length. You know, we need to get back to, you know, a time or two through our rotation where we're, you know, routinely getting into the middle of games, or hopefully, you know, a couple outings where we can get to the back end of the games to preserve and the bullpen a little bit. That's obviously we've had to lean on heavily here this last week.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, there's all this talk about this whole week about going out and finding another pitcher and everything else. Now, who knows what will happen, but it should be an interesting week from that standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, obviously all the rumors are flying now, inside a week now, so we'll see where it goes. We'll see if anything happens with us. You know, I don't think there's anything that is a definite that we're going to do. You know, we're excited about the possibility of getting, you know, Seve and Dellin back at some point.
How about Seve? What's realistic to expect from him this year? I mean, is it realistic that he can be effective, explosive, that you can stretch him out to any meaningful way this year, or is that too much to ask?
I think it's very reasonable to think that he can be effective and explosive, and, you know, it's just at what, you know, how much can we build him up? That'll be the question. But he's doing well. You know, he'll probably be on the hopefully, if everything continues to progress as it has, he'll be on the mound probably in the next week or two. And then it starts to move from there, and we'll start to have those kind of conversations about what makes the most sense in bringing him back and where can we really build him out to. But we are optimistic that he's going to impact our club during the season.
Okay, so he's still in everybody's plans. He's still in your plans this year, that's fair to say.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
How about Betances?
Dellin is doing well. He threw out the 90 feet today. He'll probably be on the mound sometime next week. And then, you know, it starts to move hopefully from there if everything goes well. So very much expect him back in the mix this season as well.
And when would you like to get Stanton back where you could actually let him have some, you know, some baseball before he gets to October?
Yeah, we'll just see. You know, he's still kind of in the rehab, building, stabilizing, hasn't graduated to the baseball activities. He'll be on the Alter-G treadmill, I think, in the next few days. So he's doing better, but still not to the point he's starting baseball activities yet.
So, I mean, I know you can't pinpoint it, but, I mean, you think you will see him sometime in the regular season, right?
I do. I do think we will, but we're not at that point where I have a timeline yet because he hasn't got back into activities yet.
Is there a chance he doesn't play this year, or is that outlandish?
I hope not. I don't. I don't think that's a thought right now for us. But again, we're still kind of early in the recovery game for him.
That is amazing how long these things take. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's a big, strong guy, but boy, I tell you, he's been out a long time. He's got to be he's got to be a very frustrated guy.
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, especially, you know, when he came back, felt like he was having really good at bats, and then he hurts the PCL. So it's kind of like, you know, one little thing that after another that's kind of piled up on him, and I know he's frustrated with it. But hopefully, again, it's something that allows him to be fresh at the right time, and he can have a huge impact on us.
You know, we're talking with Aaron Boone about the Yankees, and, you know, when you arrive in Boston late in July, you want to arrive there 12 games up in the loss column, and that's the way you want to arrive there. Every year you want to get there 12 games up in the loss column. But still, it's still the Red Sox. It's still 4 games in July. Does it still feel like that, or the fact that you do have such a big lead, does it curtail the intensity of the series?
No, I think it's always exciting when we come here, and it's a little odd that this is the first time we've been here, and it's, you know, this deep into the season and the weather's nice. But no, anytime we play here, you know, it's special. We know they're a great team. We know what they're capable of, and know we have to put our best foot forward if we're going to win. But we look forward to playing up against in these games, because we know the environment will be special.
And they're not out of the mix this year yet.
No.
I think they're a factor. There's no question.
Absolutely.
I mean, it wouldn't be outlandish to see them sometime in October.
No question about it. We know what they're capable of. They're in a position, you know, especially after you consider how they started the season, they've put themselves in a position to make a run at this thing. And we certainly know when they're playing well what they're capable of.
What did you take away? You're sitting there, and I know you're sitting there in that dugout, and you're thinking about, if I'm playing Minnesota in an October series, and you're thinking about matchups, and you're thinking about the lineup and everything else, what'd you come away thinking about when you were doing that as you watched the Twins this week?
Yeah, I think the depth of their lineup, you know, the need and the ability to be able to get out left-handed hitters, because, you know, especially for our righties as well, because they have a number of switch hitters in the lineup. You know, they sprinkle in a few righties in there, but they're a team that can really, really make it tough. I came away impressed with the bottom of their order. You know,
and a lot, they got length in that order, and a lot of power.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Cruz and Rosario and these guys in the middle of the order that can really do damage. But the bottom of their order, they had some really tough outs. The Arias,
good point, because that's what makes you guys
really
so tough.
Yeah.
That's what is because you guys are so tough in the bottom of the lineup. I mean, the pitching never gets a breather. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and that's what, to me, makes a great American League lineup, is when the bottom's tough. Their lineup's good. I mean, it's good at the bottom. It's got depth to it, and it's got some length to it, and they all have some pop.
Yeah, no question. You make a mistake to them, they hit it in the seats. But you're right, on the bottom of the order, it makes them tough to get through, because those guys put on really good at bats, and they're 7, 8, 9 all week against us.
As you get ready to turn the page, and all of a sudden it's August, now you know now you can kind of sense, you know, you're hitting the stretch here. You're in great shape, obviously. You got a 10-game lead. You got 12 up in the loss column. Your team's had a tremendous season. What's your thoughts as you get ready to, you know, start to sprint home now?
Well, hopefully just, you know, getting a few more guys healthy, obviously, and back in the mix and in that conversation. You know, hopefully going out and putting together a good weekend here. And then we head back home, where we get a couple off days around a 2-game series, which I think will really benefit well from, and hopefully reset us a little bit, as this has been a little bit of a grind, this stretch that we're in right now. But really just trying to make sure everyone's, you know, playing with that edge and
are you content? I mean, this might be a silly question considering your record, but are you content with this team right now? With in what your expectations are you content with where this team is in every way right now?
I'm happy, certainly, with where we are. I think, you know, we remind each other all the time. We're here now. It's late July. We've put ourselves in this excellent position. But I think the thing that has been neat to see with these guys is the daily hunger that, you know, this is a team that expects big things, and the way they go about things every day, that hunger comes through in the way they've competed every day, and that's been the fun thing to be a part of. That's the thing we've got to be able to maintain and continue, and with this group, I'm confident it will.
I'll tell you what shines through is that this team is highly competitive and that they're never out of a game. I mean, some teams have that quality, some teams don't. This team has the ability to fight back in these games. I mean, no matter what the score is, they're never out of a game.
No question. I think they take so much pride in making it difficult on the pitcher, guy after guy, you know, the way I put it is I want them to feel us. You know, even if they go out and have success against us, I want them to feel you when they're done or when they move on out of town or whatever. And I think the guys have done a great job of that.
You know, it's funny. When they got in Encarnacion, I was really, like, surprised. I was like, how does he fit in? But I have to admit, he's fit in better than I thought he would.
Yeah, he's been terrific. Just the at-bats, even when he was scuffling a little bit there early.
He was,
His at-bats are,
he's a pro.
Same thing. Yeah,
he's a pro.
I mean, the pitcher has to work hard to retire him, has to make pitches. And when they, get done with Edwin, they've had to expend themselves. They've had to really grind through it. And he's kind of caught fire here a little bit, gotten a lot of big hits for us, obviously, the last couple weeks. And he's been a welcome addition in the room as well.
Can't make mistakes to that guy. He's going to hurt your mistakes. He really is. I mean,
yep.
he's a professional hitter. He's a very solid. He's just got a very solid approach to the plate. He's a very solid hitter. When you get to watch him every day, he's a very solid hitter.
Yeah, he really is, and he's fit in very well here.
Yeah. As far as the clubhouse too, he's a good guy
yep.
and everything.
Yep.
He is. Yeah. Well, that's good to have too. Right? That's always a positive, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. All right, so enjoy Boston this weekend.
All right, thanks. Good talking to you, Mike.
All right, Aaron, take care. Aaron Boone, as the Yankees begin their series tonight in Boston.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.